What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week to make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Hi, everybody.
I sounded kind of mad there. I didn't mean to sound mad.
I feel like we have different energy because we're doing an after work episode.
Yeah.
So everybody is like a little weird.
Yeah.
Eli's sick?
I've been sick for like 2 weeks.
Aww.
I'm gonna die.
No.
It's our 100th episode.
It is.
We made it.
Yeah.
This is the 100th episode energy, baby.
Yep.
We're all
Can you
sick.
Feel it?
Eli's sipping some tea right now.
No, it's just coffee.
Just coffee.
Otherwise, I'll fall asleep.
Aww.
He's metaphorically sipping some tea.
Yeah. I'm always sipping
the
tea.
As are we all.
Gossip-wise.
Yeah. 100 whole episodes. That means what? 500 of these dumb stories we've done?
That's right.
Well, let's not make anybody do math right now.
That's okay. Right. Just, that's right. It's the end of the day.
5 times 100.
If you wanted to do math, we could have talked about it before the episode started.
And
we could have figured this
stuff
out.
This is after COB. We can't talk about math or
numbers. Technically 505 anyway, because our first episode was episode 0. So
don't know. That means yeah. We didn't do anything for it. No.
We have a very special bonus episode planned. We don't really know if it's going to work or not.
Imagine being a podcast listener that when the podcast you like doesn't do on 100th episode, you stop listening.
Like, People are going to be so mad. Yeah. We didn't do anything.
Alexa, unsubscribe. Wait, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I got Camptown Races last time. Alexa's going
Alexa,
to subscribe.
Alexa, play Camptown Races.
Alexa, subscribe to What a Time to Be Alive podcast. Alexa, play Camptown Races.
Alexa, patreon.com/whatatimepod. Alexa, enter my credit card information.
Alexa, order 3 copies of The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown from Amazon.
Alexa, play Billy Joel, The Longest Time. That's something I have definitely
Whoa.
Done a lot at parties.
Did you enjoy, I just started watching The Boys, did you enjoy that the main character has your exact music taste?
Like, yeah.
repeatedly mentions Billy Joel as the garden, at
yeah.
the garden, as like...
It's funny you should mention that. Patty and I went to the garden week on Tuesday.
The Garden of Eden.
And Patty made sure to point out every like representation of Billy Joel that was around.
Don't they have
there
like
was a jersey?
Yeah, well, they gave a fake
he's
jersey
in the rafters.
He's in the rafters.
Like they retired his number?
Yeah, he's in the
Is
rafters.
Is his number
for,
actually retired, though?
It's not I mean, it's 67. It's the record for most consecutive performances or something. So he doesn't have like a number because he's not on any rosters that
no,
I know
I'm just
of.
Saying
But
it'd
can
be sick
someone
if,
be number 67
yeah,
now
like
or
if
no?
An, if a brand new New York Knick or whatever is
yeah.
like, oh, 67.
No, because
like,
they have different retired. They have retired jerseys for different teams. So they have Rangers and Knicks. So I assume there's overlap. I don't know of
so
any.
So no
off the
one's
top of
on
head.
The Billy Joel team.
Yeah.
So it's
hey, that's
okay.
Billy's number.
Yeah, I think that's what's funny. She's actually
like,
retired.
It's weird
the
to refer to Billy
I'm,
Joel
I love imagining
as
like
just
a,
Billy.
Yeah. Like
it's
a
strange.
I like it like a,
I think it's like a
fresh
Jimmy
into
Buffett
the league
thing.
Like hot shot rookie who's like it's like hey let me and then like one of like the old vets in the NBA on yeah. the Knicks is like that's Billy's number.
You're telling me they wouldn't have given Zion Billy Joel's number?
That was one of the concessions. It still didn't work out. It's very sad.
Yeah. Too bad.
Yeah, we saw wrestling.
We saw some wrestling. We went to SmackDown.
I was already sick, and I can't think of a single thing worse to do than to go to a wrestling show.
Eli was, I do want to make clear for our listeners, Eli was not excluded from this plan.
I was invited.
He bowed
I was
out.
Sick.
He was evasive over text. No.
He really didn't want
well,
to
I
say no.
I thought it was going to cost money.
It was not going to cost money.
No, somebody else asked if it was free, and there was no answer. And then I wasn't sure. And it was also long. And then when I asked how long it was, then you two became quite evasive. And you're like, well.
That classic good communication that we all love.
How many extra
That's
innings
why we're
of
such
wrestling
a success.
Does it go to? Are they tied? You never know.
No, it was a.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it was fun.
It was a good time.
A good time. Yeah.
We saw the Undertaker. He's very big.
He's big. He's old. That's fine.
It was pretty upsetting watching him just get in and out of the ring because he's so old. He looked like he was in pain.
Yeah, at a certain point when you get old enough, even like in boxing, I bet if there's a really old boxer, like getting down into the chair is like the worst part for him. He's like,
Yeah, like the Undertaker just comes out and he just choke slams the guy, which he like puts his hand on the guy's neck and then the guy jumps up and falls. So like he doesn't have to do anything. So like the most physical thing he did is get in and out of the ring, and it looked tough for him. But we also saw, we were talking about this actually on the last episode, about how Patty has really good facial recall for like famous people and celebs. And so two updates to that. Number one, I was complaining on the last episode about how I never see anyone famous. And then I left this very recording and saw RuPaul in the West Village.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In a neon purple Adidas tracksuit.
RuPaul feels like the beginner celebrity spotting.
That's literally, I saw RuPaul in a neon Adidas tracksuit directly outside an LGBTQ charity. So I was like, that is obviously RuPaul.
Like you could do a Where's Waldo at traditional Where's Waldo scale and still find RuPaul.
RuPaul, yeah.
Like, it's...
He's very tall. Like, he's tall, very flashy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, in the name of Patty's, like, very weird ability to just recognize faces, we were getting some concessions at SmackDown. Listeners,
did you go to the lobby?
It a hot dog time. I got a hot dog.
I really hate hot dogs so much. I've just realized that more
great.
And more.
Okay. Like been all here comes the hot dog rant. Here we go.
There's no rant. I just think it's
get a hot dog time.
It's a stinky food covered with stinkier condiments.
Yep.
Oof.
So we were waiting in line for me to get a hot dog, and Patty just kind of nudges me, and he's like, "Turn around, and look at that guy over there. Just like look at his face, memorize his face. Take a minute." And then he shows me his phone and goes, "It's this guy, right?" And it was.
Yeah.
Take over.
So I learned that my ability to just kind of randomly like have like a little like tingle in the back of my brain when I see somebody who's like, I know that person from something, extends to New York Post Extended Universe characters. This guy is called the Sperminator.
Oh, yeah.
We saw the Sperminator.
The inspiration for Delivery Man.
I think, well, it's like, I don't know if it is, but it's basically the same deal. Yeah, he's a guy
who jerks off in Target bathrooms and gives people
They want him to, to be clear. Let's not get in trouble
here.
He,
like, is a sperm donator outside the system.
Yes.
Like, he's unsigned. He's a free agent.
That's right. He's operating, he's a renegade sperm donor. But he's been in, like... And I thought, I was like, well, that's not good that I just recognize that guy immediately. That's not something I should be able to do.
Also,
but like, he's in, like... A lot of you go down, you scroll down, and like if you just Google Sperminator NY Post, like it's the whole first page is all different articles.
Yeah,
he's fathered 50 children.
Well, that was the other funny thing is he was surrounded by a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
At SmackDown,
which
like he had them all
right.
Like
so it was
a poster for Delivery Man.
Yeah. So it's
Vince Vaughn.
It does make you wonder. But there's I'll just read you some of the headlines here about this guy. The Sperminator's 50th baby mama is a homeless 18-year-old from, and then I can't read the rest.
Yeah,
okay,
he doesn't
maybe
do a lot
you should
screening.
Have to go through a process.
Sperminator has 26 kids, many fathered in Target bathrooms. Here's a good one. Israel tries to ban the Sperminator from having any, we don't know what's next. The Sperminator doesn't have time for prison.
Women, he's too busy jacking off in Target bathrooms.
Women are fighting to get a piece of the Sperminator. Sperm donor who sired 22 kids has a wife. And then we don't know the rest.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was one of his arms way more muscled than the other one? Was his right arm jacked?
It was weirdly long. It was like dragging on the ground.
It was very weird.
His palms were so
like,
hairy.
In your defense, he also is a pretty funny looking guy. Like he's pretty distinctive looking, but it is still crazy that you recognized him. And it was also very funny that the way you did it, where you were like, okay, look at the face. And then you show me a phone with that guy's face on it that just says Sperminator underneath it.
I've been enjoying watching streams of football that may or may not be legal. I mean, we won't go into the specifics, but that they have I haven't seen commercials in a long time for some of them are of local commercials and like, but also some of them have like, you know, I see commercials online, but a lot of those aren't for like prime time shows.
Right.
And they're still cranking those out. And they're still, I talk about this because one of them is that I think it's like NBC, has a show coming where it's one of these guys that, like, you know, the, like, a, it was based, I think, on that story that I think we covered, maybe, or maybe we didn't because it was too weird and upsetting, that it was like a guy who was supposed to run a sperm bank, but then he was using his own sperm the whole time.
Mm.
And there's like three young women who connect because they find out that they're all from his spunk. And it's called like Almost Family. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeesh.
Who's, what is,
I would like to just highlight one of the New York Post. This might be the first cover. This is from 2016. It's a Sunday edition. Sunday cover of the New York Post, by the way. So I'll make that clear.
Mom, I got my first cover story.
Yeah. And here he is. He's wearing a super dad hat and an awesome dad shirt. But the headline is Great Balls of Sire. And you got to give it up. You
That's
know?
Pretty good.
He's pretty handsome. He looks got a John Stewart vibe.
Oh, I was going to say he looks a little like Jeremy Sisto, like an older Jeremy Sisto.
Yeah. He's definitely like a, like, yeah, he's got blue eyes, which are very like kind of like, you know,
he's
piercing.
Yeah.
And that's part of what it was when I was kind of scanning. I was like, first of all, he was also in like a,
he was wearing a crazy
tan
outfit.
Like a cream linen suit.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He was also just kind of standing out. But I expect him to be more in like a fur coat with like a, you know, a long cigarette with like the ladies that he's helping father kids on both arms. But no, yeah, so that's a thing that happens with me now, I guess. I see people like that. They should use me to find missing tots and doctors who lose all their money at jiggle joints and other things that go on.
I just keep seeing different people from the television series Grounded for Life.
Really?
I think I've seen almost all of them over my life.
Is that a Donal Logue?
Donal Logue in college when he was promoting terriers on my campus.
Okay.
And I saw Kevin Corrigan in a dive bar. I'm just
sick.
Knocking him down. I think I saw the
lady? She had like blonde curly hair.
Yeah, I feel like that.
She was kind of a babe. I don't remember her name.
There are a lot of formative babes on sitcoms for little confused children, okay? We all remember Jamie Presley from fucking My Name is Earl or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
She was, what was she?
Hot?
Well, yeah. Wasn't she Poison Ivy? Wasn't that her?
Not in My Name is Earl.
I'm telling on myself.
Yeah, no,
here.
she was Poison Ivy, I think, in one of the Batman. Maybe Forever.
No, wasn't that the name of a movie?
She was, they did a standalone Poison Ivy movie?
No, it's not like the, hang on. No, I don't want to get into
this. As far as heroes go, Poison Ivy is very confusing.
I must go back a little bit to speaking of men losing all their money in jiggle joints. I saw Hustlers this weekend.
That was good.
It was very good. Yeah.
Probably
kicks
ass.
Really good.
Don't want to spoil the cameo, but it's a wonderful moment.
The cameo is so
Stanley.
Stanley, it's so good.
Hello, true believers.
Expand that. So is
as his handlers wheel him in.
Stanley? Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, fuck. I forgot he died. I was like, he died before it could be like, it should go from being, you know, he always has a cameo in Marvel movies to all movies should acknowledge that by Stanley should be in every fucking movie.
De facto making every movie part of the Marvel universe.
Yeah, just, you know, in a bodega or in the side of a car or something.
That was kind of actually a question I was asking myself about the Hustlers universe was, okay, so the scene that Jennifer Lopez is introduced in is incredible. She looks holy shit amazing. Like, she's pole dancing in Next to Nothing and just like, oh my God, this is like the hottest woman I've ever seen. And she's 50, but like,
finally a magic mic for guys.
She looks amazing, but
finally,
like,
something for the boys.
In this debut scene, it's 2007 and it's Jennifer Lopez. So I'm like, does Jennifer Lopez exist in the Hustlers universe?
Especially because
no?
During the, she like is taught. Yeah. It's interesting.
Like,
we're talking about, look, John Glazer is in the movie. That's the exciting cameo everyone's talking about.
No, the best cameo.
Let's talk about gear.
There's an even better cameo that I think I'm the only person who has mentioned this. The other guy from The Night the Skeletons Came to Life is in it.
Yes, it's Billy Walsh from Entourage.
Yeah.
His name's like Rice Coiro or something.
That was the best cameo to me. I was so excited when I saw that guy.
There was that shirt that said like Suits Suck that was like the hottest like frat wear forever because of Billy Walsh.
Yeah,
because
he always called Ari Suit. That was his big. Yeah. No, he called E Suit.
He called everybody. Suit. He called everybody who was a suit. I think he called a suit. It was
But he was like the eccentric director. That's what I remember him seeing him in.
I remember he had like long hair in that, right?
I remember seeing him in that first.
He was gonna do Queens Boulevard, right?
I believe he may have directed Queens Boulevard.
Yeah, he was like the Vincent Gallo.
Yes.
Of that. Yeah.
That's right.
That whole thing of like the universe
Billy
is like
Walsh.
One of the things because I've been watching The Boys and like it is very interesting to see.
Just to distinguish. You're not talking about Entourage.
No,
because that's what I colloquially
I
call
was watching
Entourage.
The Boys. Yeah.
The Boys with the Boys. But like, it is, that is an interesting part of it. Is like, okay, what if a superhero like existed in a world where they are also like, you know, a fucking bankable like thing? That's most of the show. But
yeah,
a lot of fun cameos in there. That's what the one guy in there, guy who plays, you watch The Boys, right?
Yeah.
Guy who plays Frenchie is like, he either has a familiar face or he's been in a ton of stuff. Carl Urban's face is weird to me. I Googled how tall he was because he looks like he has a very short face. You know, that guy? Got like really thick hair.
I think he's,
you think those are tied together?
I would say that he's handsome.
But he's got,
does he have like, is he like fine featured? Is that what you mean?
He has so much, like there's thick hair and then there's like a werewolf level.
Why does thick hair make you think short?
Because it starts low down on his, like that one Real Housewife, Teresa Giudice. She also has a real, like thick,
this means you're short.
That starts,
I'm just, this logic is interesting to me.
Because the verticality of it, he has a short face vertically.
Okay.
So I'm like, if he's not short, he must look really weird.
I think he's not. I think he's tall.
How tall is he?
I was trying to tell with the scenes and be like, are you on a box? You know?
But you Googled him. Do you remember what it said?
No, let me look it up
height-wise?
Again.
Height-wise?
I got it.
Yeah?
Carl Urban
6'1". I mean, he's not. Yeah. He's taller than me.
Normal also, Hollywood not, height?
I keep getting him. I thought he was like a country star, but I guess that's a different Urban.
Keith Urban. They are both. Isn't he Australian? They're
the
both Australian.
Of Bowers.
Are they brothers?
He's from New Zealand.
They're father and son.
It's also funny.
Keith Urban is Carl Urban's dad.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's also funny because he's from New Zealand, I guess, and he has like a New Zealand. I think he's doing a New Zealand accent.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
But even in the
show, they like change his ethnicity a couple times.
It's a big
name.
Big name
down
there.
British. He's New Zealand. He's a Kiwi.
He was dating Katie Sackhoff for a long time.
The Boys is good. Oh, sorry, good.
Oh, no. Well, I was going to make us move on, so talk about The Boys.
Oh, well, it's just, we mentioned it right before. The Boys is good, but it suffers from that thing of like, man, wouldn't it be cool? What if every character was like super funny? And it's like, this is just kind of exhausting.
Keith Urban also from New Zealand, so I think they're father and son.
They're father and son for sure.
Are they?
Yeah. No question.
No, because Keith Urban's head is much too long.
Interestingly,
his mom's got to have a real
Keith Urban is 5'11",
horse head.
Which is interesting. That means his son is taller than him.
Yep.
That's something that we all learned today.
I'm taller than my dad.
There we
Sorry,
go.
Dad.
You lose.
I remember one time when I was in elementary school, we were like learning how to use like tape measures. And there was like homework, and it was like
measure your dad.
Yeah, one of them was measure your dad. I mean, it wasn't measure your dad, but it was like measure someone in
build
your family.
Build a coffin for your dad.
But I remember, like, so I had to measure my dad, and before he's like 5'10", he's like 5'10" and a half. So before I measured him, he stretched for like 5 minutes. He was like, he wanted to be 6 foot.
Yeah, he should have made you measure him in the morning,
you know,
before your spine compresses.
That's true. It does happen.
He did a lot of stretching. I just have a very vivid memory of that. I don't have a vivid memory of whether or not he was kidding. I feel like it might have been serious.
Carl Urban does have a son named Hunter Urban.
Well, then that his grandfather
That's
is
his
Keith grandfather. Urban.
Yeah. Keith Urban was born October 26, 1967. Carl Urban is born June 7, 1972, and yet they are father and son.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But also Keith Urban has a band with his two brothers called the Urban Brothers.
We're learning so much.
That's why. I was reading a thing about Carl Urban, and then I suddenly realized I was on a Lord of the Rings wiki, and I was like, why am I here?
Why are they talking about Rohan? It's not relevant to,
Let's do numbers, because I haven't seen The Boys, and I feel left out.
Okay. Well, Eli, you should see Hustlers, and so should everyone else.
I'll watch The Boys, you watch Hustlers, and
same
we can
time,
talk about both things.
Opposite sides of a couch.
That's right.
On our phones.
We're going to pirate Hustlers, and no, I'm just kidding. Parody.
We would never do that.
Number 5.
Is it my turn?
It's Eli.
Yes, it's the old man, yes.
100 in, and we got it, baby.
Yeah.
Seamless.
As good as ever. Hold on, let me clear
vamping.
All...
We're vamping.
Let me clear all my Carl Urban height searches real quick.
Hey, can I use your phone for a sec? Yeah, you're just furiously swiping closed a bunch of Carl Urban tabs.
Carl Urban comparison photos. It's like Carl Urban next to light post. Urban mailbox.
I use a separate browser app just for my Carl Urban stuff so no one sees how much of it I look at.
Yeah, it's like the whatever that weird account was that just had
Carl
pictures
Urban
of Jimmy
walking
Fallon.
Into 7-Eleven on security cam.
Remember that like thing was like pictures of it was Jimmy Fallon photoshopped to look really small next to like tall hot ladies, and somebody found it, and then it was just like one guy that was like, "I'm sorry, this is my thing." It's funny that it's Jimmy Fallon specifically. Okay, so first story coming to us from CNN. Travel.
It's Carl Urban.
Carl Urban's in the news, show, again. Man.
Our first story is about
Carl
Urban.
Sorry, I said you had a squat head. Come on the show. So this story is about a little inconsistency in someone's documents.
The height of comedy.
Yeah, at the airport. See, the story starts. It was an impressive disguise, which feels like it wasn't, because here's what it was. It was a snow white beard, oversized glasses, and a wheelchair. As a young man was pretending to be a senior citizen so that he could fly into the U.S. So this is a story. A seemingly frail and elderly passenger reached security at New Delhi's Gandhi International Airport, which, by the way, naming it Gandhi International Airport is both like does make sense and seems like a bad joke.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's like, I guess he is an incredibly
everything.
Important...
Everything in India is named after Gandhi.
Yeah.
Everything. And also a really funny thing.
Well, that's fine because they did it. If anybody that wasn't from there was like, then it's like, well.
No, it gets even funnier, though, because like there are, at least where I was in India, there are a lot of like posters of Gandhi with quotes that like, for certain, Gandhi did not say. Like, it's like, it'll be like.
They're by Rohan from Lord of the Rings.
It'll be like something about like customer service or something, and it will be attributed to Gandhi. It is so crazy.
It's like, you'll definitely remember those nights staying up all night with your friends, not the nights you spent studying for exams.
Oh,
Gandhi.
Ships aren't meant to stay in the harbor.
I believe you mean tonight's we'll never remember with friends we'll never forget.
Also that. Just all the AIM quotes. Gandhi. Tom Petty. You know, yeah.
Free fallen, Gandhi. This is also, it reminds me of like
miss
the
100%
best...
of the shots you don't make. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Mahatma Scott, Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, that's right.
I finally found out too. Like, if you, Kath, I don't know, like, you ever do you play Civilization? Either you guys? You
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, so there's a thing where Gandhi would always go nuts and start nuking everybody, and I found out why. Finally, I was like watching some videos on YouTube. Was that it was like a Y2K sort of glitch where like they meant for Gandhi to get more and more peaceful. But when he hits zero on his, like, peaceful value, it immediately resets him to, like, the most violent man in the world. And then he immediately nukes everybody. So
God
they just,
damn.
Like, didn't plan for it. That's why if you ever played Civ and you're like, why does Gandhi keep nuking everybody? That's why. But anyways, Gandhi International Airport. This guy came in, seemingly frail, in a wheelchair. And he said Shrikant Kishore... Hopefully, a senior official with the Central Industrial Security Force. What the fuck? Said he posed as if he was very old and incapacitated.
So he was in goblin stance.
Yeah, he was basically in goblin stance. Dressed
he posed
in...
like an old guy.
So he's in a wheelchair with a beard.
Yeah, just like.
I hope he's at least like very skinny. I feel like if you're real skinny, you might be able to pull that off.
I guess. Do you see any? It's true. If you, at a certain age, you can't be really fat.
If you're like. Over 100, you're going to be, like, really skinny, I think.
Yeah,
like if
just because you got...
You lose your appetite. Old people lose their appetites. You don't, you don't eat as much.
Your body's just... And also, your body's just burning so many calories to stay alive.
Just to keep you
just stay
going.
So hot.
You got to drink...
Just stay so fucking
hot. Old people have to drink fucking pure nectar like hummingbirds to just keep their blood sugar up.
And it's called Ensure.
Yeah. I've had Ensure before. It was
That's
gross.
What we fed to my pet baby squirrels before they died.
They got really yoked. That's how they died.
Guys, have we considered that Ensure is poisonous? Everybody who's drinking Ensure is dying pretty quickly afterwards. Now my great aunt drank Ensure and it was chocolate and I was like a little kid, so I was like, chocolate. And I wanted to try it and I tried it and I was like, no, no, thank you. Put
it's
it
basically
away.
Muscle milk. It's the same thing.
Yeah. No, I love no. But anyways, so dressed in a white tunic and trousers with a white turban and black slippers, the passenger proved reluctant to be frisked. Our screener asked him to stand. He said he cannot stand. And then he asked if he'd stand with support. He reluctantly stood up. And then the officer noticed that while the passenger's beard and hair were white, the roots were black. He was also working hard to avoid the officer's eyes. So then he got asked for his passport, and he handed over a documentation claiming that he was Amrik Singh, born in Delhi in February 1938. making him 81-year-old.
Where was he trying to fly?
To the U.S.
To the U.S., okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, I almost think that, you know, you'd be like, oh, like, why? Is there something? But it's like, this just seems insane. Like, I don't know. To make him 1938, so it'd be like, hey, were you born? This says that you were born, like, on the dawn of World War II. Is that true, sir? And he's like, of course.
Yeah.
I'm picturing is the John Lovitz liar voice from SNL. Yeah. That's the ticket. Yeah.
I just think it's funny that he dyed his hair for this, but apparently did it too far in advance. So he had roots.
It grew out.
Yeah. He didn't. It wasn't like night of.
Yeah.
And also, like, clearly a involved plan because he had to save the money for the ticket and everything. Like, this is a pretty. Like, there were moving parts here, and he still fucked it up because it's a stupid plan.
Was it just, like, a free ticket? Did he, like, no, an I think old he probably guy he knew doesn't... die, and he was going to America, and he was like, I'm not going to let this ticket go to waste.
He probably doesn't have a passport or, like, wouldn't qualify for the right visa or whatever, and this other guy applied for the visa or whatever. That's my guess.
So, yeah, he said Kishore, the person who was looking at him, he was definitely not 80 years old. His skin was of a younger person.
He could just be a real smooth old guy.
Yeah, he's just great skincare.
Yeah.
He's using fucking Drunk Elephant or whatever that shit is.
Come on. Like,
that is what it is.
There is a thing.
It's so expensive,
where
my
you're
God.
Just like, all right, come on, man. You're not 8 years old.
That's
come on.
That's the message. It's like, it's
like
so...
you look for like 2 seconds, like, all right, what the hell's going on?
It is such a house of cards. Like, there's no.
Maybe if I'm driving past in a car, they won't notice that I'm actually young. Yeah. That's about like the speed you can.
It is a completely binary success rate.
Oh, I didn't think you'd look at me for more than 2 seconds.
If you're robbing a bank and there are eyewitnesses, maybe. Because then it's just like, oh, well, he looked dumb and weird, but we don't know what he actually
looked
like.
All I could see was the gun.
Yeah. Right. But as soon as someone notices, no one's like, I don't know. It's just like either they're going to not pay attention or they're like, hey, you're not 80.
Can we get a look? Can we get a look at this guy?
Truly,
yeah, do we have pics?
Let's see.
Do they only have pics of him out of disguise?
No, they haven't been disguised.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Great.
Hey, can you stand still for a second? Oh, come on, man.
He's like, can
this
I take
only
it
works
off?
If I do
oh,
not
no,
stand
no, no,
still.
No.
Dude, why is there white powder coming off you?
It's like a high school like theater production,
yeah,
old guy.
Yeah. Oh, sir. He's like a barrister wig.
Like, why are you acting like you're an antique, like in every way? You just came out of an attic.
Show me the man.
Yeah, okay. So here's...
Show me the man.
Here's him in the wheelchair.
Sure.
That's convincing enough.
Okay, his face is mostly covered.
Like slumped over,
That's what they do in The Wire to rob the house. Omar does it.
That's true.
Yeah, this is...
It wouldn't have worked if this guy was fucking guarding the stash house.
Yeah, this website is...
But then it's like, you're not an old lady, and then it's like, you're right, I'm Omar.
Zooming in doesn't make
it better. He looks like he's in cosplay. Like, he looks like
exactly.
You know, he looks like Dr. Wily or something. Yeah.
I was going to say he looks like fucking Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, this looks like cosplay. Because the wig is like not...
It has like a goofy cowlick.
Yeah,
like,
and
it's
he has fucking anime hair.
Yeah.
Like some old man anime character.
Yeah, he looks like fucking... Like, he's dressed up like a mad scientist because he's all in white. Like, it's so bad.
I got a Professor Oak wig. And,
wear like an old cardigan, like a big like blanket. You don't wear this fucking, you know, like cool kung fu outfit and the fucking anime hair.
Yeah, there's no way. Good try, dude.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's probably in jail, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not great. Probably.
It doesn't say what happened to him, so that's maybe more concerning. Who knows? I think they were just like...
He ran away.
Yeah.
He was cured immediately.
Yeah. Of
that's
being
when they
old.
Really knew.
He was instantly cured of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
That was his thing. It's like, my back! My God! The miracle water!
I'm cured, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael's
secret stuff, and now he's a strong anime character.
Michael's secret stuff. That's a good pull.
Oh, you gotta have Michael's secret
what
stuff.
What is that from? I know it.
Space Jam.
It's okay. Michael's
secret. Michael's secret stuff is a lifetime of relentless grudges that never let go.
That's why he's never gonna die. He's the pettiest man alive.
Just holding on to rage, like slam dunking on the guy who cut you from your high school basketball team when you're elected into the NBA Hall of Fame.
Unbelievable. But
that's the secret.
What an
that's
asshole.
The secret stuff.
It's also going to rule when, because Michael Jordan like is still like actively like thinks he can outplay people. I can't wait until he's like truly frail. Like this guy level, and he's just like, come on,
it's
like, one
I'm
on
like,
one.
It's like, I'm like Uncle Drew. It's like, you know, yeah. That's Kyrie Irving. Like, what are you talking about?
Let's go, one on one. And he's just like shattering. But,
well, yeah. Best of luck to that guy.
His eyes look 1 million years old.
They're upsetting. His bloodshot eyes. Well, that's, you keep it, like, you hold on to all those grudges and they keep you alive, but they do rot you.
He's thinking of that one picture of him crying.
No, his eyes are always
He always has really weird bloodshot eyes.
He's, really. He's filled with bile.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm too busy looking at those jeans.
They're most of the frame.
He's got those big jeans. He's got that Kevin Smith.
When you, like, make a certain amount of money, you just, like, you don't have to care anymore and you just go to big jeans. That's the thing. You're just like, I don't need to be cool anymore. I can buy and sell all of you.
Finally, I'm free of the yoke of non-huge jeans.
Guys, come by
all I want to do is wear big jeans.
Come by my apartment and see my picture, my signed picture of Michael Jordan in a denim frame.
It's like a jean pocket and then it's cut out and that's the... pictures in the jean pocket.
I want to get jeans with like a distressed knee that's Michael Jordan's face in the knee at a patch. Yeah, that man has the
You just Google Michael Jordan fashion. It's like, it's just, you find
it's
like
a parade
stuff
of
where it's
insanity.
Like, this is wild. You are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, my God.
I like that we talk about Michael Jordan's clothes like every
just
10
don't
15
like, like just. It's not just go to like what is going on. I understand that you're big. You're like,
you don't have to shop at Sears. Yeah. Like people will make you clothes.
I guarantee you this stuff is expensive. Like he's got somebody who's like, yeah, it looks great, man. Do
it. Michael Jordan's. He looks like he's wearing a doll's clothes, like action figure clothes. You know, like they were like he was a toy, and then they like can't really sew them that small.
Yeah.
And then the thread is the width of like a thick ship rope, and like you know.
Yeah, he's got those like. Like true circa religion. 2007, like pocket
religion.
Design, like jeans.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of, that was an interesting thing about Hustlers that brought me back to like that like 3 year period from like 06 to 09, kind of like right before the crash, like 5 year period. Like I'm thinking about when I got out of college was like a natural starting point for me.
Right.
It was like 05 to 08, 05 to 09. Like that entire cultural moment is just like completely memory hole. Like, we just don't.
And it's, like, such an odd time, too.
The clothes are all horrible. Like, everyone just looked horrible all the time.
They're trying to bring them back. And
people are spending, like,
$8
on Von Dutch trucker hats.
I think it's so funny. I mean, it's so clear we were headed for fucking collapse.
Just, like, insane excess.
Yeah.
Just nobody
everything is, like,
in.
Bedazzled. Everything has rhinestones on it and is, like, too busy. And, like, all the proportions of everything are weird. There are those, like, big, like... like Jackson 5 hats were in for a while. I will say some of it I do like, though. I do like the big hoops. There are a lot of really good hoop earrings in Hustlers.
Like, I feel like they're trying to be like that.
I own
like,
a juicy tracksuit. Like, I can't be too.
No, I know.
But
yeah.
That's not like, see, but people are always like, fashion is like a, you know, cyclical, like, it'll come back. And but like that specific like 3 years is so fucking weird.
It's so crazy.
It can't come back because it's not
it'll
like 70s where it's like, okay, kind of like rayon, like all over print shirts and stuff. It's like shirts with Bugs Bunny on them. It's so specific and weird.
It'll come back.
Yeah,
trust
maybe.
Me,
people are trying every time. Those fucking tiny sunglasses.
Can't stand.
I want to fucking Three Stooges cram into somebody's
eyes. It doesn't
make
any sense.
I'm gonna turn you into a fucking Deus Ex guy. Like, blah. Get a little so you just have embedded so that you look like one of like what's that one? Cenobite, Butterbean.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Look like damn Butterbean.
Is that what that Cenobite's name is?
Yeah, weirdly.
Okay.
Yeah, he also has the trunks on.
Yeah,
too.
I know
like
who
the
he is.
Chatterer, and then the female, and then the and Butterbean,
and Pinhead and Butterbean.
Of course, the female doesn't get a name.
I know. Sad.
Hollywood, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
it's like someone trying to figure out if Cenobites are objectification. It's like she has a big vagina in her neck. I don't know where to go.
But she gets to do what she wants with it, so it's good, actually.
It's empowering.
Yeah. Her neck pussy, her choice.
Yes.
I'm going to move on to a different like
Patty's
property.
Patty's finger has been hovering over the number 4 button for, I'm going to say, 5 minutes.
I'm just trying to land this plane. No, so we're still way up in the air. We're at number 4.
Number 4.
Number four, I think this is a very charming story. I think we can all relate to this. This story comes to us from a Portuguese museum, the Serralves Museum in a town, I guess, just called Porto, which sounds like something a dumb person would have made up about Portugal.
Porto.
There's a town called Porto
in it.
I think
I bought soap from there.
Yeah?
Yeah, Klaus Porto.
My friend, I'm going to LA tomorrow morning and I'm staying in my friend's apartment because he's out of town in Portugal because he's a food writer and a sardine company sent him on a vacation to Portugal to write about sardines. And I'm like, why do I do comedy?
Yeah, they put 10 of them on a very small plane and sent them to Portugal.
Blam. Got 'em. Blow.
So this comes from Portugal, from this museum. Sadly, there was an accident at the museum. There's an exhibit there, or I guess an artwork, called Descent into Limbo by British sculptor Anish Kapoor. And the sculpture is a hole in the middle of the ground, and mm-hmm. the sides of the hole are painted a very, very dark, light-absorbing black.
Is it that Vanta black?
Yeah, I think it's probably, I mean, looking at it, it looks like Vanta black or something like it.
I saw there was a Vanta black car. There was like, and it's just like, this is a bad idea, guys.
Spooky. Yeah, very spooky. Yeah. But yeah, so it looks like a cartoon hole in the ground, and an old Italian guy decided to test this. And turns out, even though the hole looks like a cartoon Bugs Bunny hole, it is, in fact, 8 feet deep.
We didn't know he was Italian before we chose the story. But now I can't think about anything else.
He is only described in the story as an Italian gentleman. So
he was dressed up.
He was 60, described as about 60 years old.
He was dressed up very well.
Yeah. Sprezzatura.
Sprezzatura. He's got one. He had like one colored stitching around one of the buttons in his lapel. He had like the shirt was like untucked in a very particular way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did the French tuck, I think.
But so he was just going to try to walk over the thing?
I think so, yeah.
Which like also not really cool to do at a museum if it's a work of art.
Apparently there are signs everywhere like, please don't go near the hole.
Yeah, right. Hey, don't stand on the... Even if it was a painting, it's like, hey, don't stand on the art.
Yeah. And like the way that it is photographed here, it's like everyone is looking at it thoughtfully. Like, it's very clear you're not supposed to just...
He's just, I'm going in.
I'm going in.
Everyone's
just firing back an espresso.
Hold my keys. Yeah. Hold my wallet.
It's cruel, because you can't make a hole and then not let people throw stuff in there.
I know. Well, it's like, it looks cool.
It does look cool.
But, knowing it's an actual hole is cooler. I want to know it's a hole. If I'm
just
looking at it.
Yeah, but I also want to be able to throw stuff in there.
That's how you determine it. You should be able to throw money in it, I think.
Yeah, put coins in there.
Putting the money in limbo.
Sorry, buddy. Your thought-provoking art. I'm going to throw some stuff in there.
And from that, what they should have is at the bottom, very faintly playing on like a speaker, they should have that... that limbo song, like do 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 do
do do do do do. Oh, I was just thinking,
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack go under limbo stick. You guys know the song, limbo rock. What's called limbo rock?
This is a good question. When was the last time you limboed?
I have limboed in my life. I know that.
I absolutely have. I feel like there was a time in my life where I was like pretty excited to limbo.
I couldn't tell you the last time I limboed.
Right?
Yeah, interesting. It's not. Yeah, they don't break it out at weddings.
No.
Well, because
I think it's over.
I think it's like a bar mitzvah thing. I think it's like what happens when like in a situation like a bar mitzvah where it's a bunch of like 13-year-olds at a party.
No one knows how to dance.
But then you can't drink.
Yeah.
And so everyone's just like trying to think of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Because could you think, like, obviously... Well,
you do like a cha-cha slide. Yeah,
children should not be able to drink, I believe that. But also, like...
But
you got to have some... Like they need to think of some sort of other social lubricant for a bunch of 13-year-olds to stand in, one room. That's the quietest, like...
Yeah, you got to just have, an adult... Like, you got to, pay the principal to, bend over and have his pants split or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's relaxed.
Everyone play cornhole or
something. That's what a dunk tank is for.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I really want to go to a football tailgate and set up limbo, though. That would be sick.
Happens.
Yeah. I feel like everyone kind of does want to limbo, though.
I don't know. I feel like...
I very quickly do not want to limbo after.
You don't
want to
see how low
really.
You can go?
I don't care how... I know I can't go very low. I don't need to know.
But how do you know?
I don't need to know exactly how low I cannot go.
What happens if you get trapped in a tomb?
Yeah.
Doors closing, you don't know how low you can
you
go?
Slide
you gotta know how
under.
Low you can go. You gotta know.
Right, because the rules are you have to, like,
you can't touch the
ground.
Power
you have to,
slide
you have to go
it.
Backwards. Yeah.
You can't do a power slide.
You can't
slide.
Do the Mega Man X power slide.
No,
you have to back bend.
That was, like, one of the fun things. Remember in Futurama, one of the characters is, like, a world championship limbo guy?
Yeah,
and it comes
Hermes,
up,
yeah.
It comes up, like, not unfrequently.
Yeah.
He does limbo a lot.
With limboing a lot.
Like, quite a lot.
Well, I just looked up limbo to see if there were any, if there was any insight into why people don't limbo anymore. I didn't find any. But I did find that it is a...
It was that big accident.
yeah.
It was a dance that originated in the Caribbean, so... Hermes being a limbo champion kind of makes sense.
That's Chubby Checker is the limbo rock. Did you know this?
Yes, I did.
I did not know this.
I knew that because I Googled it right before you did.
Okay. Now I'm picturing like all the weird like stuff that Vic Berger does with Chubby Checker, all the weird cut videos of him like patting guys on the stomach and stuff on stage.
Yeah, I mean, your name's Chubby Checker. What are you?
You can't
people,
limbo.
Oh,
you
no.
got to sing during that.
Oh, no. People are going to think I'm weird. Chubby Checker.
The limbo record right now, the male record is Dennis Walston, who successfully attempted a 6-inch bar in March of 1991.
That's crazy. How do you break? You got to break your ankles or something. How, or they go sideways.
How
big
does
guys.
A regular person? I feel like most people have a width of about 6 inches.
What do you mean? Like a minimum
like,
height?
No, like if you're limboing, like you have to be like pretty skinny.
You can't
too.
Have a belly. You can't. Yeah.
You can't.
Limbo
have a
guys have to eat. Limbo guys have the most strict diet regimen of any athlete, but not because of strength. It's because they can't have any belly bump.
You have to have the physique of the limbo pole.
You can't
in order
even like
limbo.
Have a big nose.
I know.
Right, like it's like how you have to have like a like your skull. Their limit. It's like yeah. We're bringing back eugenics
for limboing.
Yeah, for limbo stuff.
Make a Disney movie about
a
little Jewish boy who wants nothing more than to be a limbo champion, but his nose is just too big.
I feel like it'd be funny if there was like controversy in the limbo world because somebody gets a nose job and then they can like suddenly limbo.
Yeah, like Jennifer Grey.
This is performance enhancing.
Yeah, maybe Michael Jackson was secretly trying to break the limbo world record, and that's why he got his whole face made flat. He's just like, smooth it out.
Six. Yeah, that's such a funny thing, like, because you know that's like the height of like the limbo craze, probably, right? Like, I don't know if there
was
a fad 91. Or something.
It seemed to be started as a fad in the 50s.
It's like, it's back, limbo. We're all getting. It's like this guy's amazing at limbo. Then it's like he just. Looks at the trophy every once in a while, just sitting at his house, like, those were the days, man.
6 inches is crazy.
How did we get
though?
Talking about this kind of limbo from the other kind of limbo?
Because I said it.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about a hole
originally.
Right. They're playing the song in the hole.
Somebody puts like a Bluetooth speaker down there. And
that's
just,
what you hear in limbo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why it could be worse.
They sing, how low can you go? And the answer is hell, because you're in limbo.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's not, and there's a lot of unborn, unbaptized babies in there.
Yeah.
We're talking purgatory.
That's who's hanging out in there.
Yeah. The cast of Lost, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, weren't they in limbo? Were they in somebody's dream?
No, it wasn't a dream. I guess they were, they didn't really get into what they were, where they were, but they all had to wait for everybody, and then they went off together, or whatever the next thing is.
Never saw it.
Lost. It's good.
It's good,
except if you bring up the ending to someone who liked it, they get all weird about it, like Patty just did.
His body language was
like, don't make fun of Lost.
I felt like I was being made fun of just by it being the question being directed to me.
Exactly.
Lots of shows
suck. That's how
ass.
Everyone who likes Lost feels when you like talk about the ending. They feel like they're being bullied.
It's better that than being one of the people who's like, I don't like how it ended, so I'm taking back the 100 hours of enjoyment I got out of it. Now I hate it.
The first almost all of Game of Thrones was good, and then it got really bad.
It's hard to end something.
Things
well.
End badly, okay? Yeah. That's it. That's life.
It's not
like
sketches.
Marriage.
Whoa, look out.
Shelby
loved that one.
I think it was the sing-songy nature of it.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I guess.
He's okay, I think. He didn't really say.
Best
of
luck to
that big
hole.
He's in a Portuguese jail.
Which is just the hole. They leave you in the hole.
They lifted him out of the hole.
They legalized all drugs there. They don't really have jails anymore. They just put you in the hole.
You can just stay down there. And he's just kind of like, he can like touch the top,
right,
but he can't pull himself
feet.
Up.
Yeah. So he can sort of almost.
Yeah.
And then it's great because everyone else then knows it's a hole, like I said, which makes it more exciting.
Plus, you can have all the jars of liquefied peaches that you can eat. You guys read Holes by Lewis Sacker?
I did.
Check it out.
I was more. Was it the same guy, the Wayside School? That
he wrote
guy?
All that shit. Yeah. It was like,
all the child surrealism.
Yeah, I was out before Holes. I was too old when Holes, I think, came out.
We were like right around
like the
right
movie
age.
Was
good.
Yeah. It had cool shit. There's that lady that put snake venom on her nails and scratch people.
Mm-hmm. Hell, it was like pretty spooky.
Pretty spooky.
Also, good movie.
Yeah.
Also,
Shia LaBeouf, good in it. Shia LaBeouf, good actor. I'm going out on a limb. I'm saying it. I'm saying what people are afraid to say.
This is bold stuff.
Speaking of cartoon holes, what worse feeling is there than when you see a hole and you'd want nothing more to fill it, but you simply are unable to? That's the feeling some people get because of something out of their control, but you can take that control back. What am I talking about? I'm talking about fucking Blue Chew, baby.
Blue Chew!
Blue Chew.
That's
the chewable
right.
pill for dicking it good.
That's our slogan, right?
Yeah.
Yep, it says that in our copy right here.
Blue, like the Eiffel 65 song about the blue world. Chew, like Big League Chew, that gum that's like chewing tobacco.
The
for children.
Big League Chew, the gum themed like the thing you think about to not get a boner, ironically. Blue Chew. It's great.
And plus, maybe you're trying to have a kid to give a Big League Chew so they can pretend they're already chewing tobacco. Well, you know what could help you there? It's the chewable pill that makes your dick hard. It's Blue Chew, baby.
Blue Chew, baby. We have a special offer for you from our friends at Blue Chew, Special offer for Chew. If you go to bluechew.com, you can get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code. Guess what that is, my friends? That's right. It's Beanus. B-E-A-N-U-S. I'm sorry. Yeah. First order free. $5 shipping on that bad boy.
Hmm.
Promo code B-E-A-N-U-S. Beanus. Again, that is bluechew.com. Promo code Beanus. B-E-A-N-U-S. Try it free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice.
You spelled too many things too fast. I almost lost it.
Blue Chew, Venus. That's all you need to know, folks.
Thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Number three,
not a lot to this one. Just, I think, is more of a launching off point than anything. But this is Miss _ Amanda May, M-A-E on Twitter. Don't have a bookmark? Try using a taco. Actual photo of an actual book found in the book drop in my library in Indiana a few years back. And it is it's created because it was closed for, some period of time.
It like
and
laminated.
It's created like a Rorschach, deal.
They put it in the book at their wedding and then
a perfectly flattened laminated taco with like a little bit of the filling.
There's
kind
some
of
the lettuce. There's the cheese. Yeah, the cheese and it's beef taco. It looks like it might be like a Taco Bell soft taco.
It's like what a 3-year-old would do when he's like playing Taco Bell in your library.
Yeah. I would like to know what led to this happening. That's right.
It does look like a taco emoji. It's like a perfect taco too. Like a perfect semicircle with all the like colors. All the appropriate items. I bet if you close that book would look flat.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it was in there.
Oh, it's definitely big time smushed.
And we're the
big time smushed.
And then there's like where the tortilla is, the pages are fairly pristine with a halo of like bean juice around it.
Yeah.
It's also like the size of the whole book.
Yeah, it's kind of a perfect size.
What's crazy is half a taco.
It's a whole, someone was like, I'm going to save this for later.
Yeah, like they were eating tacos and they got to the last one. They were like,
I got to answer the door.
My guess is they were like, I'm going to put this taco here and it will incentivize me to read. Because if I read to this point, then I will get to eat this taco.
Okay, so this is, it's a book called Nonsense Songs and Stories, illustrated by Edward Lear.
Okay, so it's like
Lear.
It's like a kid's book or just like a goofy time?
I'm pulling up the thing here. Inside Edition was on this, apparently.
About the taco?
They were on the case.
Wow, what journalism.
So this was the book depository. This was not somebody who took the book out of the library.
Right. Somebody was donating it, right?
Yeah. The book drop, which it's less funny to me than like getting the, like, leading to the situation where you're
like
oh shit, and then you're just like, all right, let's get out of here. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Yeah. Just some, like, very, you know, that's what you wake up, like, hungover, and you got a half a bookmark hanging out of your mouth and a taco next to you. You know when you get home drunk and read?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of waking up nude in the woods next to, like, a deer with its throat torn out. Only it's like, oh, what did I do last night? What happened?
So it was like, I had a dream where I was eating a giant marshmallow.
That one. So the book got, they took a picture of the, that explains why
it's hard. Do you think this person was just like, where the fuck did I put my taco? No. For like, so, have you ever had a thing like that where like, obviously not with food, but like, just like where you're like, I just had it and it's gone forever and you never find it again?
Like we put your keys in like the freezer or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody did that with a taco and like, I don't know, I guess someone must have eaten it.
Well, ghosts, I guess. Anyways, I got to take this book back to the library.
Just like,
this book smells like beans.
This book is kind of Tex-Mex.
I'm going to have to log a complaint with the library. This book smells like beans.
Whiff of cumin coming from this book.
Other bizarre bookmarks include uncashed paychecks, credit cards, $50 or $100 bills, and panty liners.
Oh, ooh. Okay. Actually, an unused panty liner would make a decent bookmark. They're very thin. I feel like that would be all right.
I don't know. Fold the page. Like,
I just fold the page.
Like,
dog-ear a library book? How dare you?
Yeah.
Throw a taco in
the
there.
The book is already dog-eared, I will say. Here's a good
book. Well, I mean, if you're using a taco as a bookmark, you probably don't respect the integrity of
books.
Right,
you're that worried about it. The local news headline here is, Taco About a Weird Find.
Who's reading that headline and you're like, what did they find?
I can't wait to find out what it is.
Hamburger About a Weird Find.
Hamburgers, remember that?
Okay. Yeah. Got him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Got him.
The Weird World of Tacos. This is one of the things at the bottom here at Huffington Post. We got
the chum, as they say.
Tacos in Berlin, Rome, Tokyo.
Tacos in Berlin is one of my favorite They Might Be Giant songs.
Mm. Brisbane. San Jose is just a picture of a Taco Bell. I'm not sure about that.
That's hurtful.
That's good.
It's not that weird.
I do think most cultures have something sort of like a taco, though. I feel like most things, because like a pizza is kind of a taco a little bit.
Okay, we gotta be careful about this.
Well, there's Mexican.
I was just listening to the
Mexican
block party
pizza.
Where they talk
food
about
food categorization is gonna get everybody all gassed up.
I got SNL on deck, Kath. Watch
out. Kath Barbadoro fired from SNL for saying that
pizza is basically a taco.
A taco.
Get her off the show.
It's too hot. The heat, it's rising.
Well, didn't they talk about the pizza toppings?
I was listening to the block party where they were talking about the pizza toppings.
Vile.
And
disgusting
insane.
Little man, Stefan Heck, thinks that sun-dried tomatoes are a top five pizza
topping.
Yeah,
he lives in Canada.
Get
out of here. On fucking ketchup
they
chips all day.
Horrible.
Jesus Christ.
Stefan said that was in the top five pizza toppings, and then some of his other choices were sauce and cheese.
The sound of my only child dying was number three.
It's a Canada thing. It's like when a kid's raised in a lab and he thinks like a monkey doll is his mom, except it's ketchup chips and food. They're like, oh yeah, I'd love some mustard flavored popcorn.
It's funny that we mentioned the podcast. I got my t-shirt in the mail today.
Aww. Wow.
Yeah.
We're looking at it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mustard
block party.
Yellow.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
The combination of that shirt and your current shirt looks a bit like a hot dog.
It's true. Red polo, yellow
shirt. Which
Eli
does not like. He looks very distressed right now.
Those are warning colors for him.
Yeah.
Red and yellow. Red and yellow kill a fellow.
Yeah. So shout out to Stefan and his favorite pizza toppings. Cheese and sauce.
Cheese, sauce, and sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah. Death.
Psycho.
Death.
How do you get pizza delivered to that cave?
Red and yellow kill is that sharks? Red
no, it's snakes.
Oh, okay.
It's red and yellow kill a fellow.
Red and
black.
Kind to Jack.
Sure.
I think it is. It's like no problem, Jack.
It's like it's I know red and black is okay. That's all I know.
Because I know bright colors are bad for sharks. I mean, bright colors, big mistake if you're going to be in nature in general. Yeah. It seems like.
Well, it's the snake is red and yellow, and that's how you know it's poisonous.
Oh, okay.
Don't wear red and yellow or you'll die.
Yeah, snakes hate. Snakes hate this one trick.
They hate it because it reminds them of hot dogs, which they look like.
They hate Hulk Hogan.
They fucking can't
They're really
stand
mad
Hulk
about
Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Snake might be good on like a bun. Alligator's pretty good. Do snakes taste
alligator
like alligators?
Alligator is pretty good. I don't think so. I bet a snake is like more tough. It probably has a lot of little tiny bones in it.
I mean, for sure. It's got that whole rib cage, but you yank those out. Yank those suckers out. You know?
Yeah. Well, look. What if somebody put sun-dried tomatoes in a library book? That person should be shot into the sun.
They're just like little grease stains from because they have like olive oil on.
It's like, I'd rather there be dead bugs. I'd rather these be roaches.
You know what gross. It feels like to bite into a nice juicy tomato. What if there was no juice at all? What
if it fought it went you? Bad.
Are we starting podcast beef right now? I think we are. Yeah. I think there's going to be a feud.
I have been very unequivocal about my distaste for this sun-dried tomato nonsense.
I actually do like them, but it is, what if we took all of the pleasure out of eating a tomato? What if we made them chewy?
Yeah.
Like shoe leather.
It's like, give me the scarabs from the movie The Mummy. Instead of sun-dried tomatoes.
Would you like some evil tomatoes on this sandwich? Some, evil twins?
It's on
tomatoes?
They're on the Broodwitch, sun-dried tomatoes. Yeah. They'll pick those things off.
Yeah.
There was a taco in a library and a book that was sent to a library. They threw it out and they took a picture of it though, so we got that.
Yeah, I probably threw the book out too.
I'll put it'll be in the stupid album art, okay? So whatever. I worked very hard on.
That Patty slaves over. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, he makes him like Meitu or the what's the Chinese face app?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 That one.
Mm-hmm. I give my information to President Xi. That's the main thing that I like to do when we're doing that. Okay.
Number two.
I just am saying what Dan Chamberlain's saying again.
You're in double. Four Dan Chamberlains.
Yeah. So this story.
He faded my tweet the other day, and I was like, cool. Thanks, yeah. Dan.
Tales from Kath, our new segment.
Tales from Kath.
I was happy. I liked it.
Tales from social media.
Ooh. This story comes to us from Miami. It's referring to some sort of website, I think. I don't know what it is. I've never seen it myself. Something called, I guess it's some sort of family called the Bang Brothers. Mm. Perhaps similar to the Urban Brothers. They're New Zealand
one is
musicians.
The other one's dad, but they're also brothers.
There are lots of ladies out there who like them to be the Bang Brothers. I'll bet. The Bang father and son. Okay, we're going to stop.
Bang Brothers did nothing wrong.
Free them.
This is coming out the wrong way.
Bang Brothers innocent.
Very unfair. Bang Brothers
very
innocent.
Unfair. Very nasty.
Bang Brothers very nasty.
Can't argue with that, really. I feel like such an enduring porno thing. Like Bang Bros has been a thing since I was a child.
Well, they're just owned by the Monopoly company that owns like the entire industry.
They own both Milton Bradley.
They own both the it's a conglomerate that starts at the top as Milton Bradley and then it's a variety of subsidiaries.
It's like a subsidiary of GE.
Yeah,
you get the Bang Brothers edition of Monopoly.
Yeah.
Every street is just pussy.
It's all the pieces are just little vans and you just put little other pieces in the vans.
It's like that's the version of life it's a
Bang Brothers version of life.
You put a little bus.
Pick up
goes
little
around.
Women figures and put them in your little bus.
No, the Monopoly one, I just want every card to be like the least effort to make it Bang Brothers. It's like, go directly past pussy. Don't collect 100 dicks. It's just like so low effort.
I think you have a market there. I think you have an idea.
Anyways, the newest activities from the Brothers Bang. they are selling the naming rights to the Miami Heat Stadium. Currently, American Airlines Arena. American Airlines not doing great. Expires the end here. And Bang Brothers has put in a bid of $10 million for Heat Arena's naming rights. Now, this is
That's not that much money.
It's not enough to
right?
win. Yeah.
Right? Bang Bros Arena.
Yeah.
I don't know what the going rate is, but that seems low, right?
It's very fun. Yeah. I didn't want to like guess, but that does seem like you're not going to win the bid. But
I just feel like, go ahead.
What you were saying is like, it's so funny to be like, someone's like, hey, do you want to go watch down to Bang Bros Arena? I was like, what?
What are we
what
watching?
What do they do at Bang Bros Arena? Play basketball.
Like, duh.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
it rolls off the tongue better than a lot of these. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're going to Smoothie King Arena or the one in New Orleans or like, you know, any pick a name of a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, want to go down to Hoops Arena and watch someone get fucked?
I mean, if Bang Bros does get the naming rights for the arena, they do have to film some porno in the arena. Like,
Are they allowed? They might be allowed to.
It goes without saying.
You know, the locker room is not an unexplored location for the Brothers Bang.
Man, I never thought about that, but like, there's a lot of porno set in locker rooms. Those are just locker rooms.
Everyone has MRSA.
Those are just real locker rooms.
They're
right?
Also real staff hotel infections. Rooms.
It's gross.
Real hotel rooms is less weird to me because that's like a private place and everybody's
rooms.
Fucking in. If you get a hotel room and you have the opportunity to fuck in it and you don't, like, what are you doing?
I think maybe they just all the studios just pay for the they have like a set locker room that they all just like they dress it up a little differently so you can't tell it's the exact same one.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not just like going to like a high school.
I mean, you get permits. Yeah. Like they do. It's not like they're like stealing.
No, I know.
You
I
can't
know.
Steal shots sets. For a porno. It's not like you
I
can't
feel like
do like a man
sets,
on the street
right?
thing
because they got to do all the lighting. Lighting's got it. Lighting's got to be actually lighting has to be so hard in porn because like in regular movies like you. People are in pretty much normal like positions, but if you're a lighting guy on porn, you got to get some real crevices. Like
you
got to
make
up.
Sure some things that don't normally look that great.
Yeah,
look okay.
You got to have a system of bounce cards. Really?
Oh, so many bounce cards.
There's the man on top of the lady. There's the lady on top of the man. Sometimes
that's pretty much
that's it.
It.
It's wild. Yeah. A lot of angles you got to cover.
Yeah, watching.
But no, you have to make everything look appealing and also hide the like. There's got to be some ingrown hairs and stuff in there that you got to kind of
Shelby
underplay.
Says they're sets. Porno knower,
they're
Shelby.
Sets. Yeah. Thank you, Shelby.
Showbiz insight.
I know a couple people who've worked on porn, like just because they do production stuff in L.A.
Yeah.
And like in L.A., it's very like, if you act
it's
like
a it's living.
It's if you act like it's funny to work on porn, people are like, you haven't been here very long, have you? Like they're like so over it. And I'm just
it's probably...
shut the fuck up. It's funny. Let me think it's funny.
It's funny you watch them come.
It's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably good money.
It's not there's nothing wrong with it, but like I am going to think it's funny and have questions. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I wouldn't touch the fucking craft table, but, you know.
Folks.
Got
him. I mean,
yeah, it's funnier than being a PA on like a HGTV show or something.
Right.
It's definitely objectively funnier.
Yeah.
Similar lighting problems, I think on
true.
On that and also cooking. I feel like cooking shows and porno are like shot very similarly. I bet they have a lot of crossover professionals.
Yeah, they have it the same way, you know. They put it in the oven and then they have one that's already finished, ready to come out.
They cut to, you know, when it's ready to be finished and then
Yeah, it's like a lot of people don't know this, but Roger Deakins, famous cinematographer, got his start doing porno.
Really?
That explains all the, you know, those pornos from the 70s where they have like a really picturesque vista and the people are very small in the frame and you can't
you're like why am I can't they're too small I can't jack off to them
that was
it
a bit
like
didn't land
doing
it's not
cool.
True to my knowledge that was supposed to be a bit didn't really go anywhere
I'm
so.
Sorry I'm
like
not
the,
up on my Roger Deakins knowledge to get that bit
what are you gonna do?
I like the
he might
know,
be
the,
dead though if he's dead you can't defame him so whatever but
I like that one where the movie starts with the money shot and then it's a bunch of people giving different stories of how it happened.
Yeah, no, it starts with the cum shot and then it pauses and it goes, you're probably wondering how I got into this situation.
Shelby says Roger Deakins is alive, so congrats to him on that.
Thank you, Shelby. Congrats to him on that.
Keep it up, man. We love
alive.
Those movies. You
shot
the
goldfinch.
There it is.
I shot the goldfinch.
Just getting both
I heard
barrels
the goldfinch
of...
was not good, so.
It's a bird. It's a good bird.
It's a good bird. It's a good painting of a bird.
That's a classic Kath post. Is a do not say the name Ansel Elgort to me.
Thank you. Thank you for respecting my classic post.
And I agree.
Ansel Elgort.
Get that
sucks.
Name out of here.
Stop saying that to me.
It makes me upset. It sounds like you're having an aphasia, like your brain is firing
someone's
wrong.
Someone's like, Ansel, and Kath's like, you better say Adams, motherfucker.
A few weeks ago, I may or may not have taken drugs with a friend of mine. And I was talking about how I had just seen the trailer for The Goldfinch. And my friend was like, what do you think? And I was like, well, now I know what it means when people say the words Ansel Elgort to me. And we were on drugs. And he was like, he could not understand what Ansel Elgort meant. Like, he was just like, I say it. I don't know what you're saying. Say it again. I don't know what you're saying. I'm like, it's a name. And he's like, that's not a name. That's not someone's name. Ansel Elgort.
You don't love the
don't
Gort?
Check him out.
You don't like the Gort?
Not on the Gort. The Gort Express.
He was the baby driver, right?
I think he was the baby driver.
Yeah,
he was
the
Fault in Our Stars cancer boy. That's how I know who
I
he is.
I confuse him with the one from Solo, who also has a name that is not a good name for, like, it's not a good show. It's just like a, it's
are
a
you
mess.
Are you talking about his DJ alter ego on Solo?
No, is that?
That's the Gort, baby.
That's the Gort?
Gort on the decks. Gort on the ones and twos.
The guy from Solo is his name is, where is it? Come on. Alden Ehrenreich.
That sucks.
And they kind of look the same.
Alden Ehrenreich.
They kind of look similar.
Alden Ehrenreich.
It's just like, there's like, you it's guys are real tongue twisters here. I don't know. Your parents should have thought about this for a guy, you know.
You're no Timothée Chalamet, I'll tell you that.
Again, he sounds like a Dave Matthews noise. That's a joke stolen from somebody. I forget who. I'm happy to credit whoever. If it was Mike Scott, might be Mike Scollins.
That's a very good joke.
Thinking
he
of.
Sounds like a Dave Matthews noise.
Timothée Chalamet.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
So I wish you'd made that up so we could lay claim to it on our podcast. But no, stolen joke.
I got to be, you got to
check
do it.
Out
gotta,
our podcast
right
for other people's jokes.
We talk about the, what was it, the grumble? We just read other people's tweets that are good on the show.
Gotta give it up for JF. Look like the grumble in these shits.
All three of those guys, there's like a whole class of like young actors like that that I'm just like, I think I've just gotten to the age where I'm just not horny for them anymore, and so I'm never gonna learn who they are because they all just kind of look alike.
You're talking about Jesse Farrar?
Also the worst.
Yes, I'm talking about Jesse Farrar.
It's
how dare
look
you imply
like
I'm
grump.
Not horny for Jesse
okay,
Farrar?
Okay, good.
Come on.
That's why I was kind of, you couldn't detect the incredulous tone I had.
My review of Baby Driver, my man looked like the grumble in this movie. yeah, but all those dudes suck. Like Ansel Elgort, Argon Argengag, and and Miles Teller. It's all those dudes. Their fucking trajectory is always the same. They get in a big blockbuster movie. They're like, oh, there might be the next leading man, and then they do a profile for like GQ or whatever, and it's they're interviewed by a female journalist, and then they're like. And then it's like, he continued to stroke his water glass like a penis the whole time. You're like, oh, this guy fucking sucks. That's straight out of a Miles Teller interview.
Miles Teller in particular is like, he'll get cat.
I don't know which one that one is either.
He's the guy who was in Whiplash. He was in War Dogs. I'm just going through
his
thing.
War Dogs.
Oh, that's right. He's
storming out of War Dogs when I see no dogs.
I'm so mad, yeah. But he's a guy who, like, it's happened multiple times where he's got cast as the lead in something, and just kind of like, ah. Because it's like, they remade Fantastic Four, and it was like, Mr. Fantastic will be played by Miles Teller. It's like, also, like, weirdly young. And now he's also going to be in the new Top Gun.
So he's not over. They're
no,
still trying to make him a thing.
Definitely not.
Yeah, he had more success. He was also in The Girl Next Door.
He was in
Alicia
that?
Cuthbert.
That's
no,
so old.
No,
that can't be him.
No, that's not
is
him.
That him. The character's name is Eli, which
that's
is
Paul. That's Paul Dano you're thinking of.
No, no, it's not Paul Dano.
Paul Dano is in The Girl Next Door, 100%.
He's
maybe
the male lead?
Both
no,
Shelby is vehemently shaking his head.
Paul Dano?
No, yes. He's in,
he had like
a
prestige indie career before.
No, okay, I know.
Timothy
I'm right
Oliphant
this.
Is in The Girl Next Door?
Yeah,
I did know that.
Yeah, he's like the producer guy.
Paul Dano is in it.
Yeah, bitch. That's right.
Soundboard, yeah, bitch.
He plays
I'm
Clint.
Very rarely wrong about this kind of stuff.
And then Chris Marquette.
Yeah, he plays that's right. Paul Dano plays a character named Klitz who has a huge who has a huge dick.
This movie sounds great.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
You've never seen it?
No.
Talk about
I actually looked it up on IMDb the other day because I was like, whatever happened to Alicia Cuthbert?
Well,
she was in 24 for like 100 years.
She was in Happy Endings, which is a great show. And she was in this, and I don't know what else she does.
It also fit into the category of, I'm watching a comedy, but also I have feelings that I need to
right.
understand.
It's, there's a pretty lady showing off her, her bod.
Chris Marquette is who I thought Miles Teller was, but I remember it because his character's name is Eli, and he's like a filthy little perv in the movie.
Oh,
it's like the second one. Also,
he's the guy who goes to film school, right?
Yeah.
He's like, he has the shut the fuck up. Next question. Faster. Yeah. I've seen A Girl Next Door a few times.
Yeah. And then Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. They have a neighbor who's named Eli who's a pervert also.
Sorry, man. Are there any good fictional Elis?
The Book of Eli is it. I gotta be a blind.
How do you
Washington.
Shoot the bird? And sound off in the comments. The big twist in Book of Eli, well, we're not going to say anything, but there's no way
there's no book.
He'd be able to shoot the fucking bird. It doesn't make any sense.
I've told
everything else makes sense.
I've never seen it.
I've told multiple people your thing about how bouncers love to talk
bouncers
about.
Bouncers love the Book
they
of Eli.
They love the Book of Eli.
It's their favorite book. What's your favorite book of Eli? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Book of Eli.
We were talking about
Bang Bros.
The Book of Eli. Yeah, so I assume that it's going to be some unfun thing that wins the auction for the name. But
yeah, it'll be in a Doritos Dome or whatever.
Jimmy John's Arena.
Doritos Dome I would go to.
I would go to the Doritos
Dome. You see that picture of Jimmy John's butt naked next to like a dolphin?
Wait, Jimmy John's is a man?
Oh, the founder's like a he's got like a lot of he does a lot of hunting and weird.
Yeah, but he's
stuff.
Got like this. Oh,
right,
he
got
of him.
He got like canceled because he killed an elephant or something, right?
Yeah, but there's also a picture of him butt naked like next to like a big dead shark. I'll find it.
It's funny
I mean,
when
it
that
sounds
when,
cool.
It's when stuff like that happens. Like, I can't believe this. I'm gonna start going to Subway, and it's like, well,
yeah,
sorry,
oh, nice. You win this one.
I'm gonna. Is there a Jersey Mike's anywhere around here?
Yeah, what happened to
Please
Quiznos?
Don't tell me what Jersey Mike's politics are. I think I know.
Man, the tragic arc of Quiznos, dude, where Subway was making these dog-ass sandwiches, and then Quiznos came and were like, we're going to cook our sandwiches. And then Subway's like, fine, we'll cook our sandwiches too. And then Quiznos went out of business.
Yep.
I feel like, fuck. Doesn't somebody have a bit about like the worse the politics, the better the sandwich that like, they make.
Maybe. That's funny, though. I don't know.
Totally true. Like, I feel like if you go to, like, a little deli and there's, like, cop stuff everywhere, it's like, this is going to be a good sandwich.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jersey Mike's screams Blue Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Isn't there a sub shop that's called, like, it's called, like, cop sandwiches? It's like... It's like NYP. No, it's
that
like
sounds like a front.
No, it's like it's called like it's like san- it's like an acronym that's like Sandwich Department of New York or something. But it's super that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like they're always really good. And if you see like a lot of like if you see a lot of cops in a sandwich place, it's also probably good. Like they have good taste in sandwiches and donuts.
Cops but the best sandwiches I ever had was a place near my old apartment. That was they went out of business because the owner went to jail for racketeering. So that too.
The Department of Sandwiches got him.
Also,
you'd have to be a cop or a criminal.
That's true. Criminals also probably good sandwiches. Anyway,
love those bad boys.
Bad news, folks. Jimmy John isn't the naked guy in that shark picture.
Fuck.
Says Grub Street.
We're undoing the bit. We're wiping the bit.
We're starting the podcast over at zero. This is no longer the 100th episode.
Look at him.
Oh, I wish that was Jimmy John's. That's great.
Oh, come on, man.
He's like, he looks like he's fucking the shark, and I don't like that.
Oh, come on, man. Get off my shark.
Get out of there.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
We got a turlet heist here, folks.
Turlet on the run.
It's actually technically
turlets on the land. Technically on the loose.
It's an art heist, technically. It's a golden turlet.
Did someone steal my shit?
Yep.
No, yeah, someone stole Kath's act.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like a gold.
Your material is safe.
That would be an art heist because I'm an artist, Eli.
Yeah.
Somebody stole my shit.
In medieval times, often the jester was the only one who could speak truth.
There it is. Comedy's going to save this country.
We get that on the soundboard because I just want to use it more.
This is a... I think we talked about this. This was a 18 karat gold turlet worth about £5 million. So that's probably like $6 million now. Because I mean, the pound is plummeting every day.
It was a functional toilet, right?
With Brexit and what have you, and all you know, the ins and outs with Brexit.
What's Brexit?
what are you, Boris Johnson? That's for all our friends across the pond.
What is this new character?
I don't know. I just wanted to do a dumb accent.
What's all this Brexit, eh?
It's fun to do, right? It's fun.
It's a British lady who just had like three horseshoes hit her in the head.
Yeah.
And there's one of those big bumps is growing. What's Brexit?
That's a new character. British woman doesn't know what Brexit is. Oh, simple. Clean.
So
simple, clean. Get in, get out. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Was this a real turlet?
Like, yeah, people used it? I believe it's a fully functioning solid gold toilet, and an Italian artist made it. And the name of the artwork, because it was, I believe it was stored here, because it was like a museum did it as like, because like to stick it to the man. It was called America was the gold toilet, and I believe they had it at a museum at the Guggenheim. That's right. Yeah, in 2016, visitors could use the golden toilet while a member of security staff stood guard outside.
That's really embarrassing because then those security guards know exactly.
They know which one you did.
They know which one you did.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go pee in the gold toilet.
I'm gonna like look in the mirror for. I'm gonna like look in the mirror for a while. It's not what you think.
Yeah. Plus, do you guys ever think about? I think about this every time I go to the ocean because like most people pee in the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means anytime like there's a line for a bathroom at the beach, it's all just people who need to shit.
Yeah.
I just think about that.
Some people
every
are weird
time.
Though. Some people won't pee in the ocean.
I think most people pee in the ocean.
I know, it's perfectly fine. The salt cleans it right up.
It's not how it works, yeah. But it's fine.
Chunks up and the salt floats out to sea. A whale eats it and it's gone.
Circle of life.
Next
Circle
question.
Life.
So this toilet was currently stored or was formerly stored at Blenheim Palace, which is Winston Churchill's former home, apparently, in Oxfordshire. And the toilet is missing, but a 66-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the theft. Some kind of like Donald Sutherland in the Italian Job style, career burglar.
Yep.
You like to hear about that. Elliot Gould from the Ocean's movies has been arrested in connection with this.
Yeah.
So
they're stealing it from Al Pacino.
He doesn't have the toilet.
Correct. Well, he does not. They have not located the toilet, but they believe he's somehow involved in the toilet.
He's involved.
And the artist apparently loves it. He says, "I always liked heist movies, and finally I'm in one of them."
Aww.
Yeah. He already got paid.
He said, "The thieves are great performers. When this morning I was informed about the robbery, I thought it was a prank. It took me a while after a few checks to come to the conclusion that it was true, and it wasn't a surreal movie where instead of the jewels of the crown, the thieves went away with a bee toilet. Bloody maybe? Do they asterisk out bloody in Sky News? Is bloody
maybe.
That?
Bloody like yeah,
bloody's
I feel
pretty
like
bad.
I've heard
there.
Someone say
really?
It's like but bloody is really bad, but then the C word isn't. Those guys are crazy.
I think they would probably also bleep out the C word, but
no.
That's funny because like
it's bloody cunt and it's just bloody is deep down and cunt isn't.
Arsehole. Fanny. Fanny's like really bad.
Fanny's really bad, which rules.
Yeah.
F apostrophe NNY.
Do you think British people say fanny like when they fuck? Like it's like dirty talk?
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Give me them fanny.
That'd be so gross.
What's Brexit?
Yeah, they're just explaining Brexit to each other. Because we all know, obviously. This is funny because we understand what's going on.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Number
one actually was originally going to be Brexit, but we were like, it's too easy to talk about.
Yeah. We should have made Brexit number one for like a year. Number one, once again, is Brexit.
You believe these guys?
Yeah.
Brexit.
Who'd have thought?
This latest thing that's going on over there, it's pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, dear thieves, this guy said, please, if you're reading this, let me know how much you like the piece and how it feels to pee on gold. Did he never pee in his own thing? Everybody else is able to, everybody else is peeing in it.
He's peed in it.
Yeah.
Does pee, would it rust? I guess gold, no, gold never rusts.
Gold does not
tarnish.
But it is
rust.
Like soft, right? You can like bend it easily.
Yes. So if you take too forceful a dump.
Well, it depends on the carat. So 18 carat. 18 carat is actually, I would have gone, because the more carats, the softer it is, right? Is that right?
Yeah, because it's like
the
purer.
The more pure gold.
I would have gone 14.
14 carat?
That's like a low.
But then you lose
right?
that shine.
Yeah. Well, he's 18. I don't know. So anyway. So the detective inspector Jess Milton, who has been assigned the golden toilet heist. The piece of art that has been stolen is a high value toilet made out of gold that was on display at the palace. Due to the toilet being plumbed into the building, it's caused significant damage and flooding. We are conducting a thorough investigation to find it and bring those responsible to justice. Police believe at least two vehicles were used. This is like a whole thing.
Yeah.
They were all Mini Coopers.
Yep, of course.
Yeah,
they were souped up.
Actually, I feel like a gold toilet is too heavy for a Mini Cooper.
Not the ones they got in the Italian Job.
It's true.
They were specially designed to hold a bunch of gold. We're solving this thing right now. We already know.
It's funny that it's a toilet, but it is a massive amount of gold, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you melt it down, but it like smells weird. It's been used as a toilet for its whole life.
Stinky gold.
Like a regular toilet is really heavy.
Yeah.
Gold toilet has got
to
be.
Have you ever had to move a toilet?
It's
not fun.
Not good.
Yeah, porcelain. I'm just saying what it's made of.
And you have to like hug it.
Yeah, because it's like a really annoying shape.
There's no good. There's no. Yeah, they should build handles into them.
Well, then they get stolen way more often.
I also think,
and then they'd get replaced, and you put in a fart hole instead of a poop hole, and then you can't use your toilet.
Does this ever happen to you?
Joke toilet for farts.
Oh, here we go. This is good. This is pretty good. Edward Spencer Churchill, the founder of the Blenheim Art Foundation, told the Times ahead of the toilet's installation, "Despite being born with a silver spoon in my mouth, I've never had a shit on a golden toilet, so I look forward to it." Okay, Oscar Wilde.
I was born with a silver turd in my mouth.
There we go. Asked about security concerns, he commented, "It's not going to be the easiest thing to nick. Firstly, it's plumbed in, and secondly, a potential thief will have no idea who last used the toilet or what they ate." Well, joke's on you, Edward Spencer Churchill.
Go fuck yourself.
Also, can we talk about how funny it is that to call detectives inspectors? It's like, literally, it's like, what's your job? I'm an inspector. What do you do? Well, I inspect things, of course. Just like, literally, it's like, oh, I'm a professional looker for clues.
I look for clues. I have a big magnifying glass. Yeah. I look for little outlines of footprints everywhere I go.
Yeah. Clues is such a funny word to be involved in crime in general. Like, if you go to, like, a grisly murder and they're like,
a clue!
A clue! Like, an arm. Somebody opens a drawer, there's just, like, a severed head. They're like, a clue!
A clue. The killer left his semen on the severed head.
Yeah. Ah, millions of clues.
Really dark. Well, I hope I'm on the side of the toilet thieves as well. I think if the artist is okay with it being stolen, they should stop investigating personally. But you know, when you
drop the case,
it's the classic
drop the case, drop the deuce into the gold toilet.
The classic pretty good bit defense.
Yes,
we all know
exactly.
So that should wrap that up. I think. You know. 100 episodes.
We did it.
I think I just want to say, and the other two explicitly told me not to say this, so thank you to the listeners.
Patty, don't. Come on.
They both said not
say
to
say slur.
They both said not to say thank you. They said they don't appreciate it. No. This is, to me, to lower the shield for a second here, this is pretty cool that we've been able to do this and that people seem to like it. So, thanks.
Yeah.
Also, hey. No better time than now to subscribe over at patreon.com/whatatimepod or check out the TeePublic. There's the link in the description. And also, I don't know, check out the Discord. There'll be a link there. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, whatatimepod. Send us an email, whatatimepod@gmail.com. Those are all things that you can do. I'm Patty Moe on the stuff. I don't think I have anything to plug otherwise. Things are going good for me. Yeah, I don't know. That's it. Just, thanks, guys. What do you guys have?
Yeah, well, we should release a limited edition t-shirt that just says the word 100 the episode in the font with nothing, no explanation whatsoever.
Good idea.
Do that. I don't have anything going on either. I'm sick. Come check that out.
Check out his stream.
Are you
face.
Streaming while sick or no?
Yeah, I've been streaming. Actually, no. First of all, thanks to the people who are following and subscribing, because they actually sent me money. And that reminded me, I was like, oh, wow, cool. People are doing this. It's fun.
Right.
But it's twitch.tv/pig_dog. I got a new emote slot, baby, and I'm going to use it to put up a fucking haunting picture of Porky the Litter Eater from Cabin John Park.
Yeah.
You can just post that awful fucking pig in my chat all day. So, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to be in L.A. As you hear this, I will be probably flying there. I'm going for a week. I only have two shows. I'm doing one September 18th at 9 p.m. at La Cuevita. That's a show called Rod Stewart Live. And then I'm doing a show on the 21st at UCB LA. It's like a midnight show. So it's like Saturday night, 11:59 p.m. Mm. Tournament of Nerds at UCB Franklin LA. And then if you're a wrestling
win. You're
person.
You're going to win that one. You're shoo-in.
And then if you're a wrestling pal, I'm going to be at all the PWG shows this weekend. So say hi to me if you're there. And listen to my other podcast, Lie, Cheat, and Steal. We just did a Caroline Calloway episode. So if you liked our coverage of Caroline Calloway on this podcast, check that out. That's all I have to plug. Thank you so much. 100 episodes. Amazing. We love you very much. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.